Well, what to make of that hastily scheduled news conference last night called by the directors of National Intelligence and the FBI to say that Russia and Iran had obtained some American voter registration data, and Iran was behind those emails that said that came from the far-right group, the Proud Boys, and threatened voters if they didn't support President Trump. National Intelligence Director John Ratcliffe said the emails were intended to undermine President Trump, which raised questions, and as did the fact that there was nothing said about Russia. Former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper joins us on his phone. And Director Clapper, so people were getting these emails purporting to be from the far-right group, the Proud Boys, who've said they feel that President Trump supports them. Those emails threaten people if they didn't vote for Trump. Director Ratcliffe says that was undermining Trump. Your thoughts?
Well, first, a general comment that it's too bad that when an announcement like that is made by the director of national intelligence and the director of the FBI, that we simply can't accept what they say at face value. And instead, we spend time, like you and I are now, parsing and analyzing what was said and what wasn't said. As to the specifics, it's the Russians, have been busy with obtaining information about voter registration rolls for some time. They did that in 2016. So that was not a startling revelation. The DNI mentioned Russia, and that's all. There was no additional detail. And then went on to talk about Iran and these purported alleged emails generated by Iranians. May all well be true, but it serves to underplay what is the most profound threat to our election apparatus and election process, which continues to be Russia. And since his boss, the president, doesn't like to hear discussion of Russia as a threat to our elections, I surmise that's why it wasn't mentioned. Moreover, in previous pronouncements, the administration has played up China as a primary threat, which wasn't even mentioned. The timing is curious, coming on the heels of a scathing indictment by President Obama of President Trump. And, of course, I don't understand quite the rationale, given how brief the announcement was, no context or supporting evidence. I don't understand the rationale for why this hurts President Trump, since this constituted, apparently in the emails, threats to Democrats for not voting for President Trump. I will say, Director Ray, who's a man of integrity, a straight shooter, a truth to power guy, whom I would liken as the Dr. Fauci of law enforcement intelligence, he's credible and should be believed.
Well, you say he should be believed, but you know that there's concern that President Trump wants to fire FBI Director Christopher Wray because he has not launched an investigation of Joe Biden, as President Trump has been calling on him and William Barr to do, because of those emails that surfaced that purported to be between Joe Biden and his son and purported to show corruption when then Vice President Biden was working in Ukraine. Again, these emails have not been verified. They were supplied by Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani, who has had contact with Russian operatives. What are you thinking when you hear this notion that Trump might want to fire him and is certainly outraged at him?
Well, I think there's probably been discomfiture with Director Ray for some time, and there's long been speculation about his tenure. And as for the mysterious laptop that was dropped off at a repair shop in Delaware last December and suddenly appearing and then reported in the New York Post, there are several curious aspects about this as well. And, of course, for me, it needs to be seriously considered as a part of the Russian information operations campaign, although the DNI was quick to dismiss that. I'm not so sure.
Well, again, just to back up what you just said, Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe, a former Republican congressman and a strong President Trump supporter, did come out and say he felt there was no connection to the Russians, and that laptop. Sounds like you have questions and might have looked into that a little more.
Well, you balance that against the interesting statement made, and I guess it was in a letter by the FBI and would simply said we had nothing further to add to what the DNI said. Well, that could be interpreted a number of ways. As far as I know, the FBI has in possession of, if not the laptop itself, certainly a replica image of its hard drive. So presumably they are still sorting out forensically the provenance of that laptop.
James Clapper, former Director of National Intelligence, thank you.
Thank you, Robin. Thanks for having me.